A Broadway favorite has finally made its way over the rainbow and onto the silver screen.
I am Oz, the great and powerful.
Based on the Tony Award-winning musical, Wicked takes an alternative look at the villain from The Wizard of Oz and her friendship with Glinda the Good in school.
Welcome, new students, to Shiz University.
The tragic villain backstory has been done many times before, from Maleficent and Cruella de Vil to Darth Vader and Magneto. Both Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo do fine jobs making the parts their own. We all knew they could sing, but their acting really brings the movie to life.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz summons you to the Emerald City.
Come with me.
What?
To meet the wizard.
Why couldn't you tell me? This is your moment. I'm coming.
Along with eye-popping production design and a handful of fantastic songs, as well as too much padded exposition and middling show tunes, this is everything the Broadway fan wants.
It's the wizard who should be afraid of me.
The Achilles heel is the punishing 2-hour, 41-minute running time, and that's only half the story. Wicked Part 2 comes out this time next year.
This is so much bigger than us.
The first 2 hours drag with needlessly bloated subplots that never resolve, and unfortunately, that makes for a mixed bag.
The best way to bring folks together is to give them a real good enemy.
Wicked Part 1 gets 3 broomsticks out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.